To learn my teachings, I must first teach you how to live.
Are you kidding me?
I'm sure I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about.
For those who need a visual effect, Colin is running around the room.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Let me spell. No, there is too much. Let me sum up.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Hello, my name is Peter Chaparmi, here with Colin Bradley.
Hey, guys.
And Austin Baker.
What's up, what's up?
And we are dead on board.
Mostly.
Mostly
dead on board.
Hey,
some,
guys.
Gentlemen, yeah. Tell me how you've been playing, what you've been playing last week of play.
Well, first off, 10 episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, this is our, my God, what a landmark.
Somebody celebrate episode. For us.
Anything, I'll do it. No.
I think it's been a wild ride. We've definitely come a long way.
Yeah.
We've come away.
Have you guys listened to like our first couple of episodes?
No.
Not really. Not ever?
I used to.
That's actually a lie because I know that you do.
Yeah.
I did. I don't listen to them like often.
Yeah. I don't either. I did. I listened to them enough at one point.
A great creator should not listen to his work.
I think that's a malarkey.
Yeah, I think it's got to be crazy.
So be. I just went back and maybe. I mean, the biggest noticeable change, at least for our viewers, listeners rather, is the audio quality. I mean, it's
better.
Leaps and strides. We learned how to talk into mics, which is pretty important.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, I do a lot better of a job.
I'm not all the way out here where you can barely hear.
Yeah, that's not, that's no good.
I'll have to yell.
Yeah.
Also,
we also are now mono audio.
Yeah, that's a thing.
So we're not like on either side of you as you're lying in bed at night talking to you about Magic the Gathering.
And we're not in a library. we're that's the main thing.
Man, we're living the high life.
Yeah, I mean, like, the library was great. Don't. Get me wrong, all right? I think that the tipping point was the dude coming in changed the trash,
the trash man.
In the middle of the cast.
No, that was great. We got some good feedback on that.
Yeah, we did.
A little bit of a
I credited it.
Reminisce stream.
Yeah.
Anything you guys have stuck out to you the first 10 times we did this?
I'm excited that we can be fluid and talk about what we want to talk about.
Yeah.
Like, we're not setting this, like, regimented, like, hey, yeah, here's the deck tech of the week, and you know, like, here's so and so who went 2-3 in his Merfolk list.
Hey, you know, like,
are you trying to say Merfolk's bad?
I'm just trying to say
some guy did bad.
Somebody needs to give blue green Merfolk a chance. That's all I'm trying to say.
Give chance at peace. Give Merfolk a chance. Whatever,
dude. I know Carson's gonna feel like we're just talking about him, but that's
no, we're
that's
not.
Anything
we're
but
not. Player. We're not. Yeah, no, it's farthest from the truth. Carson won. With Merfolk. So
well, he also won the store championship too.
Yeah, he did. He's
two weeks ago.
Good on him. Like, I'm actually proud of Carson. I meant to message him and tell him I was proud of him, but like, I didn't because I fell asleep or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, not to rain on his parade, but tell me about pre-release.
Like, yeah, I'm the only one that did it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I went 4-0 at my pre-release, which is pretty cool. But I also opened like a god.
Yeah, that helps.
So explain to me what that means in Rivals terms.
Yeah.
So like,
what did your deck look like?
There are so many playable removal spells in this format to where like you can play like a mid-range deck and not just get rolled over by 2-drop, 3-drop, 4-drop.
Are you kidding me?
Is there
a Jund style deck playable in this format?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's sealed.
That's what I played. I played Jund.
Oh jeez.
Yeah. But it was like black, blue, and red.
Black, green, and red. But whatever.
Well, no, I mean, like, I understand the Jund colors.
Oh
but,
yeah, yeah.
But as far as like,
well, like Hunt the Weak.
Yeah.
Got reprinted. Savage Stomp is still
okay.
Good.
Hunt the Weak is great.
I know there's at least three cards. They're two black and two that just like kill a creature.
Kill a creature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it's something like give you life. All right.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's fine.
I opened 2 Ravenous Chupacabra and Tetsamok, the old black dragon that puts prey counters on things.
So are you sure that's a dragon? Are you sure it's a dragon?
I meant dinosaur.
It is an elder.
It looks
dinosaur.
So much like a dragon, though. Kind
of
dragon.
It might as well be, though, right?
Yeah, no. They're basically dragons.
They are. Yeah. What would you have? What'd you say? You said it at the same time.
Totally forgot.
Good shot.
That's right. Okay, so you went 4-0.
Yeah.
Great stream. Yeah.
Did you play against anybody like notable? Like,
no.
I was going to say, like, it's
did you beat LSV in the finals?
Oh, wow.
I cannot confirm nor deny.
He came all the way out to
that
Missouri.
That beat Louis Scott Vargas.
Yeah, super weird. I don't know what he was doing in Columbia. Maybe he was trapped by the weather.
I wasn't in Columbia.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah,
neither was he.
Yeah.
Weird and weird.
Have you noticed you guys have never seen me and Louis Scott Vargas in the same room at the same time?
Oh my God, weird. Right. I don't even believe it.
Yeah.
I've seen you play.
Damn. Ruthless.
I don't think he's ever played a Kiki Jiki deck, but
no. I don't think he's he has played Kiki Jiki. He drafts Kiki Jiki.
All the time.
He's like, can I get twin? Yeah, maybe.
Who doesn't do that though?
Me. I don't know.
You don't draft online though. Right?
That's beside the point. It doesn't matter. No, I'm paper only.
Really sweet. Tetsumaku was insane. I also got the red human that tutors for a dinosaur, and that just found Tetsumaku all the time.
Jesus.
And you were, so, was it one drop?
It's a three drop.
The four drop.
It's a four drop?
The human?
I thought it was three.
Yeah, the four drop that tutors for a dinosaur.
Okay.
Some of them are three drops,
okay.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
The human and the merfolk one are, or the dinosaur and the merfolk one are four drops.
That makes sense. That's probably the most pushed tribes.
Yeah.
Turn four, you play the human. Yep. Does he immediately tutor?
Yeah, tutor. He puts on top of the library.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I did not find out until the first time I cast it.
Oh,
that's all right.
Which is fine. Like I was still, kidding. Like an unbeatable six drop.
Yeah. Well, also like you get a body out of it, so it's not like a whirly tutor where you're down a card. You actually just get a body that can do stuff. It's not a big body, but that's fine.
So did you find yourself using the prey counter immediately?
Yeah.
Or would you just cast the creature?
I did it. Like, so it makes your opponent not able to commit to the board.
Yes. Sure.
And then just the removal spells you have in your deck clean up the stuff, even if they have prey counters on it.
Gotcha.
Right. Like, you just use Tetsumaku as, like, putting the fear of God in them, you know?
Because it feels like it's just so... Yeah. You can't really play around it well.
Yeah, no.
Like, in any way, unless you have, like, I don't know, Carnage Tyrant, but even that's
kind of... Counterspell.
Yeah, like, our actual, like, Counterspell is good, but I don't think there's very good Counterspells in this format.
The raid one's, like, meh.
You can play it.
It is like a playable Magic
I think I feel like Cancel's always okay.
They got Spell Pierce. Sealed.
That's in.
You can't spell.
Can't spell Pierce the Dragon.
Oh, right, you're right.
You mean Dinosaur?
Same difference.
Got him. See, I'm not the only stupid one.
Colin's got me in Dragon mode.
Dargon mode.
Yeah, Super Saiyan, something like that. I don't know.
I think the sealed format is, like, probably way different than the draft format. Like, obviously.
It looks to be true.
Sealed, you get to play, like, you can play, like, some four-color nonsense if you open enough fixing.
Mm. Is the fixing good?
Yeah, I mean... You have the Buddy Lands.
Oh, yeah, I've heard the Buddy Lands.
Evolving Wilds is in there.
Yeah, okay. There's also the, like, Coming to Play Tap Lands that aren't, like...
Yeah, the worst thing happens, yeah.
But, like, yeah, Coming to Play Tap Lands are
also
fine.
Also, 3-mana enchantment. Not, like... It's, like, Wild Growth.
Not Wild Growth. Markets. Not Wild... Yeah, I don't know what it's called, but I know the one you're talking about. Yeah, that's good. That one's good. Yeah, okay, so, like, fixing's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You probably can't be, like, playing triple black spells in that five-color deck, but...
Yeah, no.
But
double black spot.
Yeah, double black spot.
The coolest play I did though, so I had the four drop tutor guy, and I had Tetsumaku in my hand. My opponent had the Mythic Phoenix.
Oh yeah, that's looking good. That's gotta be.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
When it dies, you put a 0/1 into play. So I stacked the triggers of Tetsumaku entering the battlefield to destroy everything with a prey counter first, and then deal 1 damage to each creature.
Oh,
so it killed the Phoenix, and then the token came into play, and it killed the token.
All right.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's good.
That won't happen, like, a lot, though. I still think drafting this set, you should probably just stick to tribes.
Merfolk, vampires.
Dinos.
Dinos, yeah. Try to open lords if you can, and then...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dinosaurs seem really powerful, though. They're all really good.
Yeah. There's the 4-mana... So you have 4 or 5 mana 3/3 that makes a 3/3 when it comes to play, and they both have trample, which just seems
it's a 5 mana 3/3.
Both have trample.
Yeah.
Holy cow!
Both pretty good.
Yeah, I remember saying that and thinking this probably isn't good enough for constructed, but it seems really good in limited. It's mono green too, so like it's double green and three, so like you don't have to contort your mana base too much to play it. But man, if it was basically Thrag Tusk cost, just 4 and a green.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, it'd be such value.
It's like a... So, like, I've considered playing, like, Regisaur Alpha in, like, my Kiki Cord decks. Just because...
Mini Brewmate? Yeah.
Yeah, because, like,
is it 4-4 itself?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Regisaur?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But Brewmate's 6 mana, right?
Yes.
And Jund colors.
Jund in 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, It's close.
Yeah. And what registers Naya and yeah. two?
Naya and no, it's just red green three.
It's just red green. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
Plus, if you have your chameleon colossus out, it gets haste.
No. Bam. Stop. Stop it.
The chameleon colossus gets haste.
Bring that Wednesday.
Dab on him. No. No. I think this draft format's gonna be sweet. Got to finish pre-release and then watch an awesome weekend of football too.
Oh,
so
good lord! That was there was a sick. Lot of things that happened.
I see. I didn't watch it live. I just caught all the
dude. I watched Reddit. The last 2 minutes of the Saints Vikings game, and oh my god!
Arguably the best 2 minutes.
That
of
was,
the game.
That, was, I say that was the only 2 minutes.
That might have been like one of the best like catches in postseason history.
Insane.
One of the insane. Just the craziest thing.
Somebody posted on Reddit recently. He took a video from the sidelines of when he catches the ball and just the eruption from the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
As he like slightly stumbles and then just guns it to the end zone. Mm-hmm. It was incredible.
It looked like he couldn't believe he was that open and there was nobody within 30 yards as he walked into the end zone. He's just like, what am I doing here? Am I dreaming this?
Stephon Diggs is freaking him taking his helmet off and throwing it up and just doing like the freaking gangster like swag pose.
Why don't we do that in Magic?
We'll get DQ'd.
I gotta get top 8.
But I mean, if you win,
oh sure.
They what are they gonna do?
Take your winnings?
Give you a game loss?
It's already over. Probably. Doesn't matter. GG.
Yeah.
I'm out of there.
And like, if you watch the video, like you could see Teddy Bridgewater. I think it's Teddy Bridgewater just sprinting down the sidelines after Stephon Diggs catches it. And they're just like, oh.
Case Keenum's still standing back there, like, doesn't know what he just did.
Weird.
So, no,
what do you mean
here?
He caught it?
Yeah. Rip Marcus Williams, though.
Out of bounds.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I know I only get one hot take a day, at least, but Blake Bortles is the best quarterback in the NFL.
That is incorrect.
Yeah.
Less playoff losses than Tom Brady. Better Stop. Playoff percentage.
How do you say stuff like that?
True.
Why do those words come out of your mouth?
Blake Bortles facts on like Twitter. Or
Blake
whatever.
Bortles, zero losses in the playoffs. Tom Brady, like 9.
Wow.
I'm just saying, Blake Bortles didn't lose 5 NBA finals like LeBron James. So
LeBron's a good
I'm just saying.
LeBron didn't lose 5 NBA finals. His team did.
Oh.
The Bills also lost 4 Super Bowls, but we don't talk about that either, do we?
I mean,
I try not to.
Yeah.
We made it to the playoffs this year. What a year.
Supposedly.
Lost to Blake Bortles.
Best quarterback in the world. How do you? I don't know how to stop him. Nobody does, really. So
I think they have a good chance of beating New England.
Actually, weirdly. Yeah, they might. Like, the problem is you got to get them out of New England.
Well, as long as Leonard Fournette shows up again. He showed up huge.
Yeah, if he just runs over the Patriots, yeah, it'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of unstoppable, let's talk about this energy ban. So they banned, 3 cards?
Oh, they made 2 from it.
Two cards from energy?
Just 2.
Okay.
Yeah. Attune if they're playing, Rogue Refiner.
And Rogue Refiner?
I don't think they ever played Ferocitan out of the side.
Nah.
No.
Yeah. I guess if you're a madman, you could, but seemed unlikely.
Masochist.
Colin seems to think that energy is still a thing.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Like, we played against it a few times on Moto, like in the past few days, and it's still
okay.
Kind of crushed us. It crushed it a few games. Like, I think we were playing a deck that was pretty favored. I guess we were playing Grixis midrange.
That seems okay right now.
And we just drew our answers, like, the turn after they cast. So, like, we had Essence Scatter in hand, and our opponent cast Chandra, and we drew Negate. Then we used the Essence Scatter, and then they cast
something
Bristling Hydra. We just cannot get a break.
There's still a lot of really good cards in that energy deck. The problem is now there's 8 slots that they just don't really know what to do with. And the velocity that like Rogue Refiner generated is not to be undervalued. That card was really good for that deck. So that one, and then like Attune was...
The engine?
Kind of.
The enabler.
It was really the enabler. Yeah, because like it basically translated to +1 counter on your Long Tusk Cub.
Right.
Or like you could just do other goofy stuff.
It was also insurance, right? Like no matter what happens, like I have this card that can just generate energy.
Kind of, yeah. It was weird because like it was a bad draw late. It was a card that should have been a bad draw late game, but it actually wasn't. That was what was like the real kicker of it. I think that's what Attune kind of was guilty of, in the fact that it should have been garbage. Like you don't want to draw Farseek on like turn 12,
right?
That's so bad. But Attune's like okay, like here's more energy. I guess I'll just pump this into my, you know, cub, or if you have some extra energy lying around from like Aether Hubs or whatever, you can make a dude from World of Retro. So like you just add to your board, which is probably what earned that card the ban Hammero. But it feels so stupid to ban a freaking common. It just feels so bad.
I mean, we banned commons in the past, right?
Yeah.
Have we?
No.
So I don't think we probably a
Wild McCoddle. Was
sure,
banned.
Sure,
that card's a common.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't even thinking about that card, but wow.
Yeah, Nakata was banned, and now it's pretty innocuous. It's just a 3-3.
What made that card?
You know what else is just a 3-3?
Aha.
Yeah.
Ferocidon. That's just
Ferocidon. Yeah, Ferocidon just... No. That card...
So, I think their explanation was like... They use the same like argument they did of why they banned Reflector Mage. It's like...
Right.
If we get rid of these energy cards, we think red might be too good, so... We're going to ban the card that we think might make the opposing strategies too good.
Yeah, so I think they heard the outcry of stop doing emergency bans and just let it go to the regular bannings. Yeah. So they what they decided is, okay, we'll just ban everything in this one B&R, and then that way we won't have to do an emergency because this is the only...
Like they did with Saheeli. Saheeli Rai 2 days later.
Oh, by the way, now that everybody's bought into this...
Felder Guardian. Yeah. Have you guys counted the amount of bans we've had in the past 18 months?
Seven? Eight. We've had eight.
I don't have that many fingers.
I think there is eight. So there's three. In the past there's 2 years four at least. Now.
And then Smuggler's Copter.
And there was the three Copter, Emrakul, and Guardian, and Mage.
Right.
So there's like.
Oh, is that eight. Does that make nine then?
Which one
so we have the four.
Oh, Marvel.
Yeah, Marvel. Yeah, so there's nine. Emrakul.
Nine freaking Copter.
After some brief math, we've decided there are nine bands.
Yeah.
had to do a quick Google check on that one.
I needed both hands, which was pretty weird. So
what an insane thing.
I'm just so upset. Like, I get the standard has sucked for a while, but nine bands in the past 18 months?
Yeah. Well, God forbid.
Roughly.
About 2 years.
Going on 2 years, but like, there's been less than nine bands in standard ever. That's not, I don't know, I didn't actually look that up, but like, Jesus.
I mean, from its incarnation, probably.
Yeah. Well, since it's been called standard, since at least M10. Because all I could think of was like Stoneforge and Jace.
Jace. I think that's it.
Probably.
Intangible Virtue was banned in block constructed.
Banned in block, yeah.
Does that count? That.
No.
No. I mean, that card's still good. It's just. I mean,
that card's not good, it's just Lingering Souls.
Yeah, so it's Lingering Souls is like probably the problem.
But I mean,
5 mana 8/8.
God forbid we just have a standard where things are broken. I'm not saying that they can't be fun. I'm just saying,
well, things have been broken,
reprint
right?
Deathrite Shaman or something similar where we can splash colors and do silly things.
See, Marvel.
So
no, not Marvel, because Marvel is broken.
You want very fair decks.
Yeah.
So the problem with that,
no,
ones that you can interact with.
Yes.
Okay.
Why can't we interact with my opponent's energy?
Yeah, that was a bit of an oversight, wasn't it?
I think that's too hard to develop.
No, there's like a blue-black card that says, for blue and a black, drain target opponent of two energy, you gain one energy.
That seems bad.
it's not a good rate, but like the idea is... The problem I think I have with these sorts of things is like they just go, oh, pay all my energy and Whirler Virtuoso. Or and Long Tusk Cub, some combination thereof, which I mean, that's not necessarily an inherent fault of that card.
Yeah.
But then you'd have to like give it split second or something, which is
or here's a legendary creature that for like 4 mana can steal energy from your opponent.
Same problem happens there. They just use all their energy, like in response.
Yeah. Like, maybe.
Energy they just made it so let's look back at like the old cards that say at the end step, if your opponent controls an untapped land, it deals 3 damage to them.
Okay. So you want energy burn.
Well, that's a card that exists.
Yeah. Okay.
And they just go, I'll just tap my land.
Yeah.
Was also back in a time when mana burn was a thing.
Sure.
But it's like the same concept.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like making those kind of,
it's sort of
like punisher cards.
Yeah.
Just like, I'll just do all this then.
Yeah,
maybe not even like deal straight up damage. Like we just get a card that's like, if your opponent has unused energy at the end of turn, draw a card.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just saying like they did nothing to prevent this consumption and generation of energy, but they created all these cards that give you stupid amounts of it. And then they created cards that you could just pump, like you said, and instant speed.
So the problem with that is that if you make a card like that, it then punishes you for playing cards like Attune with Aether and Rogue Refiner.
Yeah, why don't you just want to play those cards?
Oh, because they're banned. That's right.
They don't anymore.
Like, obviously in hindsight, yeah, you could argue for something like that. Like, if you just print, like, an immediate answer to something you're trying to push.
You mean, like,
I don't think that meshes very well.
Like, Grafdigger's Cage in a format with Snapcaster and Undying Creatures?
So, it was Cage...
Dark Ascension.
Yeah. It's like
it was in that same...
I'm wondering if Cage might have been, like... Could have been, like, a last-minute addition. Like, oh, wait. These cards are, like, really powerful.
Maybe there was something that they missed or whatever.
Because I don't think there were flashback spells in Dark Ascension, were there? Oh, yeah,
there were.
The increasing cycle.
Yep.
Did it work, though?
Yeah.
Like, did people play Cage?
Cage was fine.
I didn't... I don't know. I wasn't, like, standard at that time.
Like, no, don't get me wrong. It wasn't the most insane thing. But, like, it was a very, very reasonable sideboard card during that standard. And stuff like Lingering Souls. Random other, like, flashback spells. There were so many things that were, like, good with flashback. Snapcaster decks were everywhere. There was, like, blue-white-red Snapcaster decks, which was basically the proto-Geist deck, because they played Geist and Angel and all that stuff. So it stopped a lot of that nonsense. The creatures entering the battlefield from libraries wasn't, I don't think, that relevant. Yeah, I don't think there was any, like, anything to put creatures on the battlefield from the library, but, like, the things not coming back from the graveyard was super relevant. Like I said, Gravecrawler being a big one, and then, like, Undying Creatures, Geralt's Messenger, and that kind of nonsense. Yeah.
But, like, that is all operating on a different axis than energy is.
Yes, yeah.
Like, it's a lot easier to print something that interacts with a zone than something that interacts with, like, something that exists in the game.
Right. No, right. That's true.
I suppose so. It's just energy is such an upside. Like, having energy ever a bad thing?
No.
No.
That's a problem.
Possibly.
It's only a problem when you have, like,
World of Virtuous
and stuff you could use it with. Yeah. But, like,
Cub, that kind of stuff.
And that's, but, like, if you have energy, you're going to have stuff to use it with, right?
Yeah. Usually.
You know, and then that's just the thing. Like, I understand they're put in a weird place because this, you know, whole mechanic is new, one, and it's only has one set, right?
Right.
Yeah. I think this just makes Wizards, like, not use energy again.
Which is fine.
No. Like, I can live with that.
Do you think so? But, like,
I was so
look at Affinity. I'm not saying they'll ever do Affinity again, but they still print really good. Yeah, they did Metalcraft. They still print really good artifacts. Artifact creatures,
allegedly.
Even. I don't think that counts, really.
They don't use that mechanic, though. They're very careful now with cost reduction
mechanics. Like, it's like you're not going to not print a decent artifact because of what happened, like, 7 years ago that it might interact with.
So you're thinking that this might go the route of Storm. They'll just never print a mechanic.
So, like, there's a whole Storm scale.
Yep.
And this is high up there now. Storm scale. Like, Storm, Dredge.
Yep.
I feel like Energy's probably up there.
Dredge is never getting reprinted. Not in, like, a standard set or anything.
A new
like
Dredge
that.
Card.
Yeah. No. Not a block, yeah. They made, like,
Commander.
Then you gotta worry about Legacy. They don't really care. About Legacy.
I mean, if it's a bad Dredge card.
Yeah.
Sure, or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, there's very few bad Dredge cards. Mm-hmm.
We'll look at Flusterstorm.
Flusterstorm's great commander.
Storm mechanic, right? Only in commander?
Yeah, no, I guess, because that would have been kind of after the Storm scale, and they kind of said they weren't really doing it, but yeah.
Whoops. So
that was 2011.
What was that, 2011?
Yep, that was 2011.
What sets were around that time?
Odin's Eldrazi block. Rise. That was Rise and Warwick that time. Okay. Man, they were printing some busted stuff in that
time. But was that a fun standard format?
That depends on who you ask.
If you're down for playing Cobblade Mirrors for 8 hours a day.
All right.
So for me, yes, I loved it.
Well, the reason why I ask is because, you know, as we can agree, Standard has been a pretty unfun format for a while.
Yeah. If you're not playing, like,
Energy.
Two of the decks.
Or Eldrazi.
Yeah, or Ramunap. Right. Ramunap was the other one.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, first it was Eldrazi Winter, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then along came Energy.
Yeah. For Standard?
Yeah.
No, we're talking about, like, the same
oh.
the same concept of, like, oh, when sure, when sure. Eldrazi Winter was a thing in Modern, like, oh, it just wasn't fun to play Modern because your opponent would go, oh, turn two.
Yeah, you were either playing Eldrazi or you were trying to beat Eldrazi.
Yeah.
There wasn't a whole lot of in-between because basically every time you built a Modern deck, it's like, well, one, why aren't you playing Eldrazi? And if the answer was, I can beat Eldrazi. Like, I have an okay matchup against it. Your matchup was, like, still 50-50, and then you had to have a good matchup against the rest of the field that was also trying to beat Eldrazi. It was, like, really weird.
Like Austin Baker, who played Abzan.
That deck was great. Should not have been playing four Abrupt Decays in a World of Thoughtknot Seers and Reality Smashers, but hey, man, this was pretty Fatal Push. We didn't have a choice, so...
Well, we did.
Yeah, I guess we did. The answer was just play Jund, but I didn't do that. Either way.
Doomblade.
Actually, Doomblade playable in Modern? Probably. It's probably about a
Fatal Push. Better than Fatal Push.
Man, I feel like Doomblade and Go for the Throat are...
They're close.
They're
if
just
you,
like...
If you ever want a fifth removal spell,
yes, yeah, absolutely.
You play Dismember.
Maybe.
But if you want a sixth one,
yeah,
you play Go for the Throat.
I've played Go for the Throats in Modern before, like main deck, and they were amazing. And then you play Affinity one time,
and like,
you never put them in your deck again.
Yeah, yeah,
that's the problem. Doomblade's kind of the same way. It's like, oh man, this is amazing. This card's the best. And then you come up against one Grizzlebrand.
Or one Death Shadow.
Yeah, or one Death Shadow. Oh, you can't play. Oh, you can't play Doomblade. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's
or Gurmag Aelor Test.
Yeah.
Any good creature.
Yeah, because now Black has all the good fatties for one mana. Mm-hmm. So, no, those like Go for the Throat is probably really close, but there's just that one time that you can't do anything with it and it blows you out so bad. So, whatever.
Interesting.
We're off topic.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, these standard worries have been the worries of several months, and personally, it's really turned me off to. I mean, I purchase standard cards, standard decks.
Yeah.
But never at any point was I itching to play standard.
I wasn't either. I bought into standard to grind a little bit. Basically, I didn't get to play a lot of the PPTQs in modern season back in the fall. So I was like, I'll just buy into standard and then try to like grind some PPTQs out that way. Just see what can happen. It's good for Planeswalker points and it's good for value if you want to try to get on the PT. And
I played that deck more than you did.
You did. You played it in exactly one more event than I did, which was
zero.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I did not play it. The only like consoling factor is the expensive cards of that deck probably won't go down.
Oh yeah, no. They won't. Chandra.
Chandra's big and like Botanical Sanctum will drop.
Eh, no.
You don't think so?
Yeah, Merfolk.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Never mind. Yeah, no.
If anything, that card's fine. Go up.
Eventually.
Maybe.
Price pack.
It'll probably, drop around standard rotation and then slowly climb ad nauseum until it's Blackleaf Cliffs and $25, although Blackleaf Cliffs is not that now, like 15.
It'll be a while before they print those lands again.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, it should. So
watch them print it in the core set.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah,
core set's coming back.
Oh,
forgot about that.
God, anybody have any idea what's going to be in that?
Sarah Angel.
Mind Sculpt?
No.
No?
No. Oh, wait.
Mind Sculpt. Mind
the one mana.
Yeah,
okay.
No. Two mana
yeah,
mill seven. Two mana mill. It was in like every core set before that, so that's my called shot. Yeah. Mind Sculpt.
Mahat Modi Jin.
Yeah, maybe that
in
one.
The welcome deck.
Yeah, there you go. Terra Stomper. That's my called shot. Shivan Dragon. six mana 8/8 trample or something? I don't know. No trample?
There's trample.
Who cares?
so this will be standard legal.
Yeah, there'll be some other stuff too.
Maybe
is this
sliver
before
action.
Or after the next?
This,
like,
is,
actual
this is after Dominaria.
I think the Dominaria,
right?
One isn't that
the second set of it? It's the summer set. Because we have Dominaria.
I think
which is
we
like
go
this.
Dominaria and then core set.
The whole block of Dominaria.
Yeah. Really? It's like you never had core sets in between of sets of standard.
That's true.
You had core sets in between blocks. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah, they'll have to finish Dominaria, but then the core set comes out. It has to be the fall set.
Yeah.
So
that's weird.
Does the core set rotate with the current standard?
No clue.
Peter, I'll be honest with you. I don't know how standard rotation works anymore.
I don't.
I know no that idea. There are certain times when your cards are worth something.
Yes.
And then the next day, they're not.
Yes.
There's a helpful website that'll tell you.
Yeah. What's in standard.com? I don't think that's what it is. But
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Set on board MVG.com? No.
Yeah.
Don't go there.
Not for standard stuff, probably. Good website.
Yeah.
Quality content. Good writers. Great personalities.
Allegedly.
You can link to the Patreon at patreon.com/deadonboard if you want to contribute to those content creators. We don't want your money, but...
We'll take it.
Sure. If you're like, screw this dollar, man, throw it our way.
Instead of lighting it on fire.
Yeah.
What?
Send it to us and we'll light it on fire.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Not really, because it's a federal offense.
Nuntle.
Yeah. So just real quick, while I'm thinking about it, I think we're gonna have a card of the week segment. Card of the week is a little bit rough. Maybe card of the cast, because we don't cast weekly. But I'm probably gonna be investing a little bit of time/money into giving out rewards to Patreons of some monetary amount. So stay tuned. Go. Check the website. Check the Twitter for updates on that.
Card of the cast. Every cast. Fiery justice. Hands down. If you want a fiery justice, just times, or what is it, Mirage?
Ice Age?
Ice Age.
Yeah, that one.
Contact me.
Maybe we'll do that. Maybe I'll throw in one Ice Age Fiery Justice with every single card of the cast. One.
And then for April 1st, like for that card of the week,
yes,
whatever it is,
yes,
card of the cast, can we do Fiery Covenant?
Oh, just to get them? Oh, yeah, actually,
Fire Covenant.
Covenant's sweet, actually. So is Fire Justice, to be fair. But that's, yeah, they are not going to be like penny commons or whatever, but they're probably not going to be dual lands. Maybe somewhere in between. So
yeah, maybe like borderline modern playable.
Oh, they'll be playable. They will be playable.
I have 200 go for the throats.
sitting in a bin waiting for the Moxville ban.
Please.
When Affinity's bad and everything else is also bad. No. I don't think there'll be anything like extreme value, but like it'll be worth your money at whatever Patreon level we set it at. I don't say you make money off of it, but it's always good to free cards.
It'd be great souvenir. Yeah. Much like our first giveaway, we gave out a playmat.
We did.
Mr. Steve Klein.
Yep. Mr. Klein.
If you're listening.
We all
how you doing?
I hope that he is. That playmat was really sweet.
Yeah, it was actually really cool. Yeah, we did a good job on it.
We have a picture up on our Instagram.
About it.
Yep. That on board MG.
Yeah. God, we're just pimping the social media. Yeah.
Shameless. Shameless.
Good show.
But to get us back on track, so Standard's going to rotate at some point.
Yup.
Yeah.
Is anyone, after these bannings, excited about playing Standard again?
Kind of, actually.
Yeah, like, I want Standard to be good. I think the
format's going to explode.
Really?
I think there's going to be somewhere around like 8-ish playable decks in Standard.
You think now or like after Dominant?
Like now.
Ooh.
I think that's great.
Considered to be like tier one.
Maybe not tier one, but like definitely playable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like tier one's like a broad term. I still think tier two decks are like...
Oh, tier two decks are fine.
Quote unquote tier two decks are still playable and can win tournaments.
Well, of course, tiers are just playability, like how many people play it.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. So it generally has to correlate with power level, but it's not...
Always.
Yeah. It's not have like strictly based on power level. So I think there'll be a bunch of tier two decks that'll be great.
I think we're going to see a sweet approach deck.
Yes.
We're definitely going to see... I've already seen Merfolk and, like, vampires.
Yeah, Godfarrow's Gift deck, probably. Well.
Yeah, the Godfarrow's Gift deck. Blue-black control.
Blue-black with Scarab God.
And Chupacabra.
Yep.
Grixis. Seems really strong, too.
Grixis seems good.
World of Virtuoso is still...
Yeah,
Harness
Lightning
fine.
And World of Virtuoso are still strong magic cards that you can play.
Also, like, Lightning Strike.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, that's if you don't want to go the energy route.
Vehicles might be playable.
Could be good.
Again,
Heart of Kieran, Ban, and gosh, okay. Mm-hmm. not really, but like vehicles could be a good deck again.
Mm-hmm.
People won't be suspecting it, I don't think. So, and if people aren't playing energy, maybe there's less like Harness Lightnings running around. Magma Spray is still kind of a beating. A Braid's probably not going away anytime soon, is the other thing.
Yeah,
that's a great card though.
Yeah, a Braid is wonderful, actually.
So, as excited as I would be for like a Standard Pro Tour to kind of elevate these supposed 8 decks that'll be coming through,
we don't get that.
No, but thankfully
modern.
Yeah, modern and draft is what we decided, right?
Yeah. That's what we at Dead on Board decided, and Watsu said, "Yeah, we can do that, guys.
We respect your opinions, and we're hearing you loud and clear."
Yeah. No, Watsu.
Modern it is.
Yeah. Actually, it was just a couple weeks ago they called us and decided that. They announced it earlier, but they wanted to confirm with us.
Right.
And we were like, doing. "Oh, hey, maybe we can come and like play," and they're like, "Nah." Nah.
Yeah, we weren't invited per se.
Yeah.
We might.
Not at all, actually.
I'm just saying, I'll probably be somebody's plus one.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. We're getting...
I didn't know that they do that.
Yeah. Did not know that.
LSV actually said, "I'll kick Gabby out."
Oh.
And no, he didn't say that.
Oh, you heard it here.
I'm not actually going to even commit that.
That's right.
We had gossip. Yeah. We had gossip cast now.
Oh, no.
Please, no.
Maybe. No.
Modern Pro Tour.
Yeah. What are we thinking?
So you, Colin.
We play a lot of Modern.
You seem to think that there's going to be a lot of Lantern
control.
Yes.
I think Lantern control is the quote unquote pro deck that people are going to try to bust and make small adjustments to tune it and just make it like amazing.
So just for our listeners, let's go over why you think that deck is the way it is.
War of Invention is like a scary Magic card to play against, and only because I've played with Court of Calling for so long.
Yeah.
Just having a toolbox.
Instant Speed Tutor.
Yeah. For cards like Ensnaring Bridge, Graft Digger's Cage, Witch out of the main deck.
Witchbane Orb.
Witchbane Orb is actually just crazy.
That card's a beating.
So I thought, last night I was playing some Modo.
Yeah.
Burn. And he put it down an Ensnaring Bridge. I had three creatures. That's fine. I'm burned. Like, yeah, eventually I'll get there. Or so I thought.
Yeah.
And then he goes, I cast Lightning Bolt or Lightning Helix or something. And he goes, oh, in response?
War for four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that. Witchbane Orb. Oh dear.
That feels bad.
So, you know, you get to the point where I needed to draw two Artifact hate cards, Destructive Revelry in this case.
Yeah.
And then you see him on top of your deck.
Yeah. And then he's like, oh, wait. No, that. Lantern of Insight. I get rid of that. Yeah.
Then you got to fetch and then pray.
Yeah.
Lantern's the best card in that deck, though. Like, by far.
Yeah, just the perfect information.
Yeah. Like the
quote unquote best.
Yeah. It's the best in the sense that it makes your deck.
Oh, it makes your information.
Yeah, because all that matters is the information. All your cards suck.
Yeah.
Except for when you know what the top card of your opponent's deck is. Yeah. Are they playing Ghoulcaller's Bell at all anymore?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Just four Codex Shredders and two Pyxis of Pandemoniums.
Oh, yeah, they're heavy on Pyxis, which is...
It stops Ancient Grudge.
Yeah,
that's the main thing.
Real one, yeah. Because that was always secretly the best card against Lantern. They're like, mill your Ancient Grudge. And you're like, okay, cool, that's fine.
That card is just such a grind. Like, I understand why people play it. I do think that it's a, you know, quote unquote, good deck, competitive deck. But how do you sit there every game and just do the exact same thing over and over?
Oh, I'd love it.
Oh, wait, I play Burn.
I actually.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I wouldn't do it.
Like, I don't know. I can see the deck playing in a way a lot that that Cord plays. Like, you're just...
Sure.
You're just playing this amalgamation of stuff that's, like, not great on its own. But if you just draw, like, Lantern of Insight, all your stuff is insane. Or if you draw, like, Restoration Angel, your Wall of Omens is just...
Oh, sure.
Pew-pew, you know?
That's fine. Yeah.
Baker,
there feels like there's so many things. I just don't... One, I don't like the Lantern deck at all. So, like, that's probably biasing me, so take this with a grain of salt. But I actually think there's just going to be so many things that... crush it, that Storm for one. Like, if John Finkel shows up, man's playing Storm.
Yeah,
let's not play. He's gonna cast Brawl on turn two, maybe turn one. He'll put Spirit Guides in there. Why wouldn't he?
the new innovation.
Yeah, he won't. But
you want to know what the new innovation is? I've seen
for Storm.
I've seen Unsubstantiate.
Yeah, I've been looking for one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was playing on Moto today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Game one, I just go. I mulligan to five, and he goes, turn one, Spire Bluff Canal, Serum Vision. I'm like, sweet, Storm. Meddling Mage, Grape Shot. And he goes, and he doesn't concede. I'm like, oh, well, maybe he's just playing it out. Maybe he has empty in the main deck.
One empty, yeah, right.
And he, like, there's a turn where he gifts at the end of my turn, and he was dead hit next turn.
Right.
And he just goes, two dudes. Nauseous Rival, Passing Flames. I'm like, put the dudes in the yard.
Sure.
That's fine. Then he gets back an Electromancer and just goes off. I'm like, F6, whatever.
Yeah,
I don't think you can kill him. You can't kill me.
Right.
Because Grape Shot, right?
You need Grape Shot. Yeah. And they just goes, unsubstantiate your dude. Storm count 27. Like, Grape Shot, Remand Grape Shot.
Yeah.
You're just thinking what just happened.
The card is very broken.
I conceded at instant speed.
Yeah. Who wouldn't?
You didn't beat me. I'd quit.
Yeah. Douche.
But I think, so that says a lot for Storm. One, it says that we have to have main board hate for hate cards against Storm. Yelling Mage.
Witchbane Orb.
Leyline, Witchbane Orb.
Cage. Just a bunch of stuff.
If they have a main board. Right.
What if Reed Duke just shows up with Boggles?
Oh my god! Like, you know how funny that would be?
Like he did at Worlds.
Oh man, that'd be great. He wrote an article about Jund, which means he's probably playing Boggles. Yeah, no, but you're right. Like Storm's just having to play a lot of things to.
But it's still good against still all good. That.
Well, yeah, because you draw half your deck. Like, yeah. You find what you need, you and if you it. Don't, you gifts for it. Mm-hmm. And if your opponent is not aware of unsubstantiate
that one,
y'all,
then you're gonna get him.
Yeah.
Yes.
You better play two meddling mages, both on Grave Giant.
I think that's the problem. Is like Storm can answer one, maybe even two hate pieces. Three is probably too much for them, but like one or two hate pieces isn't that bad.
It all depends on when they're going off, right? Yeah. Because if you play Rune Halo, getting bounced.
Yes.
Game two, yes. Maybe I bring in like Wipe Away. No.
Sure.
It's two plus because I have Noxious Revival.
Yeah.
If you're not affecting my graveyard. You know what I mean? Like
you do have to like dilute your deck a little bit to do this, but like that's fine. Again, you just find the pieces when you want them.
Right.
Also, you have Past in Flames. That card's busted. Thank you, Yogg-Will.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. No, but yeah, that's all true. Storm could be very good. Ifro's still been playing Burn, which is an interesting. I don't know.
People always play Burn.
Yeah,
Burn will show up.
So I've been tinkering around with it, and I found a sweet list, with Shrine in the sideboard
of Burning Rage.
Yeah, sometimes you just need that extra little bit of damage, especially with Tron
or 10.
Yeah, yeah, or 10. Yeah, maybe you just play it turn two, and then they have no artifact hate.
Yeah, and why you just would slowly tick it up? Whatever.
And okay, so you've never fetched or shocked, but this is at 20, and I have three lands. So
yeah, seems good. Oh, God, what a disgusting Magic card.
Yeah,
oh, dude.
But
the only issue, I guess, is you can never tap three lands. You always have to have three lands untapped.
Yeah, so. Which is going to push a lot of lists to 20 lands.
Probably.
And it's going to force a lot of red-green. I think probably. The old red-white is put to rest here.
No, red-white's still fine. But still think it's... You just play one Stomping Ground, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, I did that anyway.
Yeah, I think most of us
were. But I think it affects your sideboard, right?
Yes, can. Maybe.
Because you play Destructive Reveries now. Because now you do focus on like Leyline. So
maybe you now have to play like.
You can play Revelry anyway. Cause
maybe you have to play Ancient Grudge now if you a might, bunch of yeah. like yeah. Lantern comes up.
The problem is enchantments.
You can still beat a Leyline without without killing it though.
So in Lantern, they're playing Leyline.
They aren't playing Leyline.
Yes, they are. Sideboard.
Some of them. Are they really?
Yep.
Fact check.
Yeah, do it.
I will fact. I don't know, the couple
decks that I played against on Modo played with Leyline. They played with Witchbane Orb, and they also played with Ensnaring Bridge.
That's so... Bridge and Orb, of course. I would... Huh. I'd be surprised if they had Leyline, but...
Two Leylines.
In the sideboard?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Interesting. Those are not... In... Wearable? Wearable? Is that... No. That's not a... That's not a phrase.
It's a really bad card that does really great things.
Leyline or War?
Leyline.
Yeah. Two Leylines is weird to me, but hey, man.
Gotta find room somewhere, you know?
I guess. How is Ponza, like, 9th or 10th on this list of metagame share?
A bunch of people were playing Tron.
Oh, that's fine. Like, oh, man, Tron seems like a fine call.
We're gonna have Bloodsun, right?
Bloodsun.
On this Pro Tour?
Yeah, I guess we'll get to see if it does literally anything. I doubt it, but we'll see.
Red, green, Tron, here we come.
I still think green, black is just the best Tron deck. Green, black, maybe mono green, if you're Julian Johnson.
Right.
Yeah. Julian.
Yeah. I actually really liked his list. The one Emrakul the Promise End was something I'd thought about and then gone, nah, no way, that's too stupid. And then he did it in top
10. And it was insane, right?
It was great, and I was like, maybe I'm too stupid.
It's just straight up ramp, like, what? Are they playing Worldbreakers?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mono green.
Mono greens. It's the only thing you're like. You're not playing the fatal pushes. You're just playing like. So he played an Emrakul as like a little extra top end. I remember what all like he had as far as what he had instead of like the black or red spells. Mm-hmm. But like red green Tron. Does it play any red spells in the main?
Black green.
Red green. Where's Micah when you need him?
Not that I can think
Oklahoma.
Of.
Oklahoma.
Well, I mean, he played Kozilek's Return in the main deck.
Oh, yeah, he had, like, two of them, didn't he? Yeah. Black Green just plays pushes. Mm-hmm. And then Collective Brutality. Nope. Collective Brutality out of the sideboard.
Really?
That's it. Yeah, just try to make that burn matchup remotely close.
And Storm.
And Storm, yeah. Helps there, too.
Yeah, that card's really good.
Weirdly enough, Tron can always turn on Fatal Push. I think Fatal Push is more of a 4-mana kill spell out of Tron than any other deck. Maybe not Shadow, or maybe, like, maybe Shadow's the only better push deck, but Tron's actually insane. You have a million baubles.
Yeah.
And you just pop them. It's great. Yeah.
So we expect to see Lantern. We expect to see Storm, probably.
Yep. Yeah.
What Burn. Else do we expect to see?
Eldrazi, Tron.
E-tron.
Bleh.
Yeah. That's going to be there.
Bleh.
Affinity. Affinity's going to be great. Jeskai Control. Some.
Yeah. How about that Mirror Match?
Nassif will play Jeskai Control. Yeah, the Mirror Match for the... was it the
open?
Open, yeah.
The open the other week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was sweet. Just shows how much better Benjamin Nikolic is than anybody else with Jeskai Control.
Maybe. Yeah.
Like, because Jim got his list from Nikolic.
That's, yeah.
And
that's
then changed one card.
Yeah. Which card, like, did he change? Do we know?
The Sulfur Falls into the Mountain.
Oh, that's right. Oh, so you get Fetch Mountain.
Yeah.
Sure. I always like being able to Fetch Mountain, but it's probably wrong.
Maybe not. The deck.
I don't know.
I think in a format where we're not fighting against Blood Moons right and left, I think you can fetch a mountain.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think even if you are fighting against Blood Moons, you can fetch a mountain. It's not necessarily the most appealing thing in the world, but all your lands are mountains anyway.
Right.
So whatever.
Why fetch it in the first place?
Yeah. Just to save life.
Because you're going Goblin Guide on turn one.
Yeah. And you want to fetch mountain to get to bolt it. Because you're playing bolt.
The card is so sweet, Goblin Guide. You know what's not sweet is playing against, like, Valakut. It's just like, oh, you revealed Valakut? Yeah, oh, that's Valakut's good.
Really. Anybody gonna play humans at the Pro Tour?
Yeah.
I think people will play it.
So, like, I'm slowly starting to think that deck's really good.
I thought that deck was good.
Like,
I
thought it wasn't.
Yeah, it looks terrible.
I watched it in action a bunch.
It looks awful, but it looks amazing.
Like,
why do you think, like, so?
People are taking lines that I would not have expected. Like, I think people are learning how to play with the deck. I was just thinking, you play your dudes, you play some disruption, and then you're an aggro deck, which is, like, not the case.
No.
I played against it at an IQ, and the game took 35 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was playing Jeskai Control.
Yep.
Like, he just played it.
You should crush that deck, right? Like, theoretically, hard. You have Supreme Verdict and you have removal spells.
He had triple Aether Vial as well.
Oh, that changes things a little bit. I suspect the third one is much worse than the second. Maybe not.
Yeah.
But still.
Having 1, 2, 3 was, like, really awkward for me.
Oh, that's true.
I had two Logic Knots in my hand that I had the whole
game.
Oh, that
just died in your hand.
Just didn't do anything.
Yeah. Maybe you know what?
They also play 4 Caverns.
Yup.
So that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the counter to Jeskai.
He put one on Kithkin too. They played a Gaddock Teeth game one against me.
I'm like, game one?
Yeah.
What a guy.
I was almost like, that's in your sideboard. That is not in your main deck.
Yeah, it is.
That's brutal.
That's amazing. I think
how good was Kite Sail against you?
I feel like it's not great.
I think he only drew them when it was irrelevant.
I see.
Like, when I had double Logic Knot in hand.
Oh,
that
sure.
Game one.
Yeah. I'm just like, you don't want any of these spells anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That game ended in a 1-0 victory for me.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's dumb. The deck is, like, super resilient, and all the creatures are weirdly valuable. Thalia actually sucks to play against if you're a spell deck.
Yep.
I know, like, everyone's like, oh, Thalia against Storm is great, but Thalia against, like, Jeskai Control is just abysmal. It's so bad for Jeskai. It's like,
anything that wants to be mana efficient, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you want to curve out well, you're just not going to do it.
Yeah, no, Thalia. Not against Thalia. No, she's such a bee and not the good kind.
Nice Serum Visions,
yeah. Nerd.
Right.
2-mana draw card, Scry 2, that's not playable in any format ever.
Big Thalia, it's just like, oh, you're making dudes? Well,
I might try.
Oh, you played a land? Oh, no.
Way to go, nerd.
At one point, I had a fetch land and 3-mana because I was going to Lightning Helix with Thalia. And he goes, activate Aether Vial on 3. I'm like, what could this be? I think I can kill it. He goes, sure.
Three.
I go, sure. He goes, Thalia.
Big Thalia.
I'm like,
oh, why? Why?
Well, there goes those dreams of this Lightning Helix this turn.
Yep. Oh, my God. That's halfway mm-hmm. a time walk.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What a punishing card.
Like, I just almost died on turn five because...
That's five power first strike.
Mm-hmm.
That's not funny.
Plus, I had to kill both Thalias before I could... Mm-hmm. Or I had to kill Big Thalia and Gaddick Teague before I could Supreme Verdict.
Oh, my God.
Or do actual anything.
Yeah, and the entire time, those Mantis Riders are just beating your face in. Because, you know, they're 4/4s, right? They never come down as 3/3.
Sometimes.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Champion of the Parish does stuff, close. Too. Like, champion grows out of hand quickly.
I did a lot of Cryptic Command, tap your team, bounce my Snapcaster Mage.
Yeah.
Or Gear Hulk.
Yeah, that seems... Mm-hmm. That seems a way to win that game, until you draw a Wrath.
Yeah.
And then they just do nothing for, like, four turns, and then activate all their Vials.
Yes.
And you're like, okay, here we go again.
I'm dead.
Yeah. It's bad.
That's
it's really
the
bad.
Game, folks.
Medley Mage enters the battlefield off vial and it's just named something. You have no chance to respond, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty good.
That sucks. Yeah. What a killer card. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's sweet.
I think Modern is in a place where that deck is still okay, though.
Yeah.
Like, it has a bunch of unfair cards, or unfun cards, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Medley Mage, just your win condition's gone.
Or yeah,
name Cryptic Command, you can never tap my team.
You can name any. Like, again, if you've seen their hand with Freebooter, just name whatever. You can punch a hole in their hand.
Yep.
A second hole, I guess, because you already punched one with three.
It's like Cabal Therapy, but worse.
Yeah.
A more proactive Cabal Therapy.
I don't know. I did kill somebody with Medley Mage once. I was playing against Allurin in Legacy, and I just named Abrupt Decay because I'm like, you probably named Abrupt Decay with the first Medley Mage, and then like Allurin with the second one, maybe? I don't know. And then I like tried to get a Jit active, and he just showed me his hand at the end of the game was two Abrupt Decays. I'm like, sweet, sniped. Yeah.
Sniped you.
We didn't mention maybe Boogeyman. We didn't mention Death Shadow at all.
I think the people who are already playing it will play it.
Yes.
But sure. I don't think that there will be
nobody
more.
Will hop on it.
I think it takes too long to like get real good with that deck now.
Probably.
Where the time you waste now, you could have just been getting better at Lantern.
Or Valley?
Yeah. Or Storm. Storm. So there was not a huge showing at the Open. Obviously, Caleb Shear took second, or third, rather.
Yep.
Yeah.
But he showed that deck off.
He's
very
also
well.
Caleb Shear.
Yeah.
Lives Columbia native.
Supposedly.
Yeah, allegedly. He's from here.
Yeah.
Or used to be. Whatever.
He used to work at the university.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Good on him.
He was a grad student.
Cool.
And now he just storms away.
Yeah. Oh. Now he just counts to 20 or 10, depending on your format. Yeah, seems good.
But, no, I don't think that Shadow is going to have a huge showing. I think it'll be like the Bills.
Brutal.
Maybe one day. They'll get first.
Nathan Peterman, why do you do this to me?
Did he get hurt? Did Tyrod Taylor get hurt?
Tyrod Taylor got hurt on our game-winning drive, or game-tying drive. Yeah, sure. Game-tying drive. And Peterman came in for four plays. He has four downs. First down, fumbles the ball. Second down, intentional grounding, 15 yards back.
Loss of down.
Yeah, loss of down. Next down, sack. Last down, interception. Ends the game.
You know so that bad. The sack, so though, bad. Was probably kind of intentional by the offensive line. They're like, your first two plays in, you're going to do this?
Yeah, yeah.
Let him take a hit.
On his fumble, he ran for like 8 or 9 yards and then fumbled the ball as he's getting tackled, and it bounced out of bounds. So we kept the ball.
Wow.
Hey. Whatever.
Yeah, no. Sports.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe next year.
Yeah. Well, that's what the Bills said 17 years in a row.
Do they give out participation trophies in the Bills locker room?
No, but we did send wings to Cincinnati. So.
And you burned a bunch of tables, apparently.
Apparently Jacksonville... Like, the city of Jacksonville sent out a tweet saying fans from out of town will not be allowed to buy folding tables. I'm like, wow, that's rough. But whatever. Seems like a weird ban.
Blowout.
Black green mid-range? That's weird. And Abzan. Probably no Jund-style deck.
I think Abzan might show up.
Willie Adel will play it, and that's it. Probably. He'll do, like, top 32 with it. But
that would be because he goes like 8-0 unlimited. Or
yes, probably.
He goes 3-5 and constructed.
Yep, 3-5, 4-4, something like that. Yeah, I don't. I love Jund style decks. They're not the place to be. Not right now.
Yep.
Biding our time. They're still, like, don't get me wrong, they're still fine. they're still playable. But it's not like you can go, I'm going to take Jund this weekend and expect to do well. It's like, well, I hope I don't, you know, get crushed at the pairings board. That would suck.
Your opponent goes, like, turn one, Urza's Mine.
Yep.
Expedition map. And...
yep. And you're like, well, this was a fun day.
But I mean, like, when the entire pairings board is playing Urza or something similar, mm-hmm. you know, like, maybe yeah. you just don't play Jund.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. No, yeah.
Like, just don't play Jund. The deck's terrible.
Oh. Yeah.
I jest.
Yeah, there are a lot of great cards in that deck, but I don't think that they're good right now.
Correct. Correct. Yeah, like, you just have too many really hard matchups. Grixis Death Shadow is probably, like, fine. Jeskai Control's hard. Jeskai Control's really hard. Affinity's easy, relatively speaking. Humans is generally a pretty much a cakewalk. Humans is fine.
It just seems like if you want to generate value turn two, if you're not Storm, it's a bad move.
Yes. Yeah. Like, Storm can just tap off our turn two idiot and then go, your move, chump. But, right. like, turn two Dark Confidant or turn two Tarmogoyf just doesn't have the same...
impact.
Yeah. Doesn't really go, you better win next turn, buddy, or kill my dude. But, like, I don't know. Jund is super resilient, though. Don't get me wrong. Jund is one of those decks that you can't really attack unless you're going to play Tron. Like, you can't go, oh, I'm going to play this because I'm going to beat Jund. It's like... you may not even beat Jund still, so...
so you bet a turn to Stoneforge Mystic. That's a different story.
Maybe. WotC didn't do it for me this time, yeah. but...
we got a B&R coming up for Modern.
Yeah, know. They're going to wait until after the PT, and then we have a lot of speculation is what yeah. we have.
Do we think anything's going to change?
I think the only thing that I can say for certain that's going to change is the price of Bloodbraid Elf.
No, actually, that's 100% true. Yeah. Bloodbraid Elf will spike.
Every 6 months.
If you've ever looked at Bloodbraid Elf's price graph, it's a very, like, the line of best fit is like a very slowly increasing line. And there's several spikes along the way, right? Coincidentally, around the time of a unbanning in Modern. It's weird.
It's weird.
Yeah. Or BNR announcement. But yeah, no, likely candidates for unbanning Bloodbraid Elf. It's likely.
See, but we say that because there's little else on the list.
Yeah.
That could be unbanned, right?
Blazing Shoal.
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, yeah. I just want to die turn two and infect the Modern. That's what I want. That'd be great.
Yeah, pitch this Progenitus.
Yeah.
to my Blazing Shoal.
So funny.
Pitch my Dragonstorm.
Oh, to God. My Blazing I just want somebody to register for Dragonstorm in their list in Modern. That'd be funny. The funny thing is, like, Muddle the Mixture can go find your Blazing Shoal, and then you can pact for your... you can Summoner's Pact for your Progenitus. I don't know. It's weird. Yeah. I'm telling you, that deck did goofy stuff. Like, you played terrible cards that you're like, why are you playing this? And it's like, well, because it's good.
Right.
It's like Hypergenesis.
Yes, yes.
Is Hypergenesis... that's not legal in Modern.
Nope. No. It could be.
What if they unbanned
it? Don't be that.
Yeah, no, that seems terrible.
Grizzlebrain.
Blazing Shoal first.
Yeah. Just
and then Hypergenesis.
Pitch Spirit Guides, whatever. Yeah, it seems... yeah, Hypergenesis.
As always, I just want Birthing Pod. But I'm selfish.
Pod is an interesting one. I think the reasons that they gave for Pod being banned looks like it closes the door for it ever being unbanned. If you know what I mean. They're like, yeah, it limits the design space in which we can print creatures. And they're going to keep printing creatures, so... feels like they're not going to get Pod back, but it seems fine.
Especially creatures that do stuff. You know, like...
good ETBs?
Yeah. Well, or look at Spellcaller.
Like Voice.
Oh. Yeah. You can Pod your Voice away for a Renegade Rallier?
To get your Voice back? Oh, yeah. They have printed a lot of, like, crazy value stuff since the Pod banning. I mean,
think how good Coco is.
Nut.
Like, can you just imagine, like, I pick
a
your
better
own...
Coco?
Yeah. I pick your own Coco.
Pod is also insane because you can turn to it.
Right.
And you generally do.
Mm-hmm.
And Stony Silence is so bad against it. Cage is, like, fine, I guess. Because it kills, like, persist creatures, I guess, too. But, yeah, Pod is a menace. If it comes back, I would be half tempted to play it. I probably wouldn't. I wouldn't play it. I'd play Jund.
This guy.
Yeah. No, Colin.
Colin would be driving the train.
Yeah.
Nah, dude.
I'd play Stoneforge.
Yeah. Which is, like, debatably the other card they could...
what if they give us Stoneforge and Jid?
No.
No. They shouldn't, yeah, but, no. like... But what if it did? What if Wizards just had a... like, they all did cocaine and decided, no, yeah, let's give them that. Or Jace.
You know what they love.
What if they give a Jace? Core art of the one that people, everybody keeps talking about, unban Jace, and I'm like, y'all are monsters. What are you doing? But yeah, Jace is disgustingly good. Jeskai Control, top deck, one of the top decks. Unban Jace, yeah, that seems good. That's what I'd do if
how
I was
do you
stupid.
Like Infinite Fate Seals?
Yeah, it's happened to me in Legacy. Like, you just scooped to the third one. Like, you just, whatever. I think the best and worst thing about Fate Seal is you're thinking in your head, like, okay, I have, like, one or two cards that can get me out of this Fate Seal lock. And then you draw one of them after they Fate Seal. And you're like, oh, God, that's the worst thing that I can possibly imagine. Like, they top your card, and then you draw, like, Maelstrom Pulse. And you're like, this is stupid. Because it just means they have an answer. They don't care about it. And you're like, well,
this play is a the second Jace.
Yep, I don't want to play this game anymore. So yeah, no, Jace is a. Everybody's like, it's just 4 mana Brainstorm, but like also Bolt is down. So how are we killing Jace? Decks aren't playing 4 bolts. Jace seems really hard to kill.
Yeah, I mean, what happens if we bring back Bolt? Like, let's say everybody is pushed away from Fatal Push, pun intended.
Hey.
How bad is that? How bad is Lightning Bolt?
Lightning Bolt's great. I think Lightning Bolt's still really good in this format. I think it's fine. Lightning Bolt's like a very, very playable card. Jeskai plays three to four bolts. Grixis plays 4.
Do we just start playing that vintage artifact NASCAR that just comes in and just beats face?
Dude, Slash. We can play Slash Panther.
Yeah.
The Jace Killers.
Yeah, boy. That's sweet. Yeah, I mean,
what is that card? Fleet Wheel Cruiser?
Yeah, Cruiser, I love that card so much.
Yeah, that card's sweet.
It shouldn't do what it does.
Vehicles
are
goofy, but that card's kind of fun.
Yeah.
That card's whatever. No, I mean, Jace isn't coming back. I think people need to get off that train. Mm-hmm. But Bloodbraid, maybe. And that's probably only it. Stoneforge is a consideration, but it's still really crazy. I think the problem Stoneforge generates is that, okay, like, it used to be the old thing was, like, you're playing blue. And probably red because you're playing Bolt.
Right.
So you're just playing Twin. Like, you had no incentive not to play Twin. Whereas, like, Stoneforge is like, oh, okay, you're playing white. Playing Stoneforge, right? And that's probably where you can't unban Stoneforge. Just makes decks too homogenous.
Maybe we're thinking too inside the box.
Okay. All right.
Hear me out. Hear me out. I'm not talking restricted. I'm not talking legacy currently played stuff.
I'm on board.
But so they gave us Opt, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What if they just start? What if they're like, we're not going to unban anything. We're just going to reprint a bunch of stuff that's not played in Legacy.
Kind of throughout the.
Yeah, like maybe the next Master set or Dominaria.
Yeah.
They just give us some weird stuff and say, figure it out.
Sylvan Library. Is Sylvan Library too good for Modern?
Yeah.
Is it?
It's enchantment.
So. So Search Frost content.
And, like, you just take 8 and make your Death Shadows, like, 11.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And kill your opponents.
Well.
You have to play green.
That's fine.
That might put me off the Death Shadow train, though. You play Sultai Death Shadow?
Sultai's fine. John's.
Are you mad?
Yeah,
you John, 5 John color?
Is, yeah, 4 and a half color. The old Matt Simpson special, 4.5 color.
Right.
So,
now you got me thinking about cards.
Cards that are like played in Legacy that'd be fine in Modern, or that
aren't really played in Legacy, just cards that aren't Modern legal.
Miri's Guile. That's probably too meh. Sarah's Sanctum. on the reserve list. Can't do it.
This is a hard one. I have to think about this.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Like, everybody talks about the reserve cards. You know, forget about it. They're not coming into Modern. Let alone Legacy.
Or ever.
Well,
debatable. Yeah,
there are cards that aren't good enough to be played in Legacy that are not available in Modern.
True.
What are those cards?
Portent kind of slots into that a little bit. I don't know. That's really tough. I don't think there's any like removal spells that are like too good.
No, but maybe you get like a weird artifact or enchantment. You know, like Sylvan Library. It's an example. Maybe not the best one because of Death Shadow.
Right. Yeah. But Sylvan Library feels like it's close. If it's not for Death Shadow, I feel like Sylvan Library is actually really cool because it gives fair green decks a chance against like Jeskai Control,
right?
Where you can just like filter your draw steps and do goofy stuff like draw an extra 4 cards. Because, well, against Jeskai, they could bolt you to death. But like blue white, what are they doing? attacking you with Colonnade. You're right. Never mind. I don't know. Is there... Wasteland's too good.
Miscalculation.
Miscalculation would be fine.
What is that card?
One and a blue counter-target spell unless it's cast or pays two, and it has cycling for two.
Interesting.
It's like a little bit better sensor.
Yeah.
Good enough.
Basically. Sure. Maybe. Mana leaks are already, like, pretty rough, but, like, cycling. I don't know. Forbid is one you could... Not forbid. Prohibit? It's like counter-target... It's two... It's one and a blue. Counter-target spell, CMC, two or less. And then it has a kicker for one and a blue. And if you cast it for the kicker, it's four or less. It's like Fatal Push for counter-spell style. And I'm like, that card's probably reasonable. Like, how many things are your opponent casting for, like, less than four mana? Or more than four mana, I guess. It counters, like, Scapeshift.
Right.
Spellcaller hits a lot of things, I guess, is my point.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and I kind of found that out. Like, Spellcaller hits a lot of random things that you just want to counter. And having a hard counter as opposed to mana leak is actually, like, really reasonable.
And as opposed to Spellcaller, which they just cast it again once it's done.
Right, yeah. They just kill the Spellcaller, which sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But, like, they should. But, no, like, Prohibit's a pretty reasonable one. I don't know what else there is, really.
Frantic Search would be sweet.
Frantic Search would be fine.
Draw two, pitch two, untap
three lands. Deep Analysis?
Ooh, that's kind of sweet. That's Storm.
Deep Analysis is...
I don't think it is. I'm pretty sure it's not. It was in Eternal Masters. Plus, it lets me say a funny catchphrase when I have that card.
I'm shaking my head over
Deep
here.
Analysis. Whatever.
So, I don't know,
but you're right, though. You're right. Like, they should really, like, look back and say, like, what have we done that is not legal in Modern that we can maybe do to affect the format? That's really a good idea.
Horsemanship.
Oh my god, that's brilliant. No. Banding.
How does that work? Does anybody know?
Banding?
Nope. And I would rather not learn.
Yeah, no, I don't care. No, there's like that's an interesting idea, and I wonder if WotC's like already kind of doing some of that. I know they've reprinted Modern cards into like standard sets, and that's really not necessarily the best thing, but Opt has a ceiling, and it's just a draw, like a card drawing spell, but not really.
Right.
It's a filtering slash draw spell. Opt has been fine in Standard. It's done basically nothing. Thoughtseize was kind of a monster, but Opt has been fine.
And I'm not saying they need to reprint everything in the next set. You know, like one or two, maybe even three cards reprinted.
Sure.
That fit the style of Standard, because you know, you got to go for the lore,
right.
Flavor text, yada yada.
We are going back to Dominaria, so...
Yeah.
We could see some stuff.
Man, I hope they do not print Tron lands.
In Standard?
Karn just makes me nervous, dude.
They won't.
Energy Tron lands. You pay energy.
God, I hope Tron or Karn is bad in Dominaria.
He will be. Like, inevitably. Like,
you know what's the scary part? He's going to get two because there's going to be a Karn Planeswalker deck, probably.
I know.
Like, even then.
If that one's, like, remotely good, they can just... God.
Tron can have multiple Karns at the same time.
I bet they won't. I bet they make him colored. No, they can't. They won't.
They can't.
Well, then how is they going to do a Planeswalker deck for Karn?
It's
too much of colorless stuff. Yeah, whatever.
Artifacts. Affinity with Karn.
I hope Karn costs like 8 and does stuff with artifacts. That would probably be fine. Like, Tron probably wouldn't want to.
He still has a spark, right? Like, when we left him?
He does.
I think so.
He does.
So he's definitely a Planeswalker.
I think Urza gave up his...
Venser.
Yeah, it was Venser. Venser gave up his spark to save Karn.
Welcome to Lorecast. Yeah, no.
Why would you do that?
Karn still has...
Because Karn was the hope.
What if they kill Karn by reprinting Vindicate?
Oh, put Vindicate in Modern?
Oh. Here we go, Peter. Karns aren't quite good enough for Legacy.
Remind us the mana cost for Vindicate.
One black, white. Destroy target permanent. Tell target permanent to go...
Blankets.
Yeah, that one.
Nylan. It'd have to be Nylan permanent at this point, right?
No.
Nah.
Really?
Stone Rain's already in Modern.
So you give him a 2 mana?
One black white. It's 3 mana. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's Sorcerer Speed. It's Sorcerer Speed, so it's fine. Like, Maelstrom Pulse already sometimes kills a bunch of stuff.
Can we have Maelstrom Pulse?
We already do.
Yeah.
In Standard?
Not in Standard.
Oh, you want to get me to play Standard really quickly?
Here's why I'm bringing it up.
Okay.
A lot of tribals running around.
You're right.
So you say, hey, look at all these humans.
Yeah.
Look at all these pirates.
Yeah.
Maybe I just hit these two kite sail freebooters.
Got them.
Just, you know.
Kill these two things? Yeah, it's fine.
But, yeah, I think as long as they give us an appropriate card to deal with any potential Karn planeswalkers. The problem is like, Modern's going to find a home for whatever it is.
If it's good enough, yep. Unless it's Nicol Bolas. They won't find a home for that, apparently.
Yeah, he's
insane.
He has colors in his mana?
Yeah, four of them. That's the real issue. Just four colors. Blue, black, red. Sad face. Great planeswalker, though. But no, I mean, you're right. Like, Modern will try to break anything that they bring that's good.
What if they give us, like, Pithing Needle in Standard? I know we talked about that a long time ago. I mean,
there's already Sorcerer's Spyglass.
That's true.
Oh, and it's kind of arguably better?
Yeah. Depends on how much you value the one mana. Look at their hand, which I would...
In Standard, you probably just do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It shuts off. You might be inclined to name one thing, but then see...
Well, it just shuts off, like... Azkanta, the Sunken Ruin. Or Zaka, the Golden Zit. Like, all the flip lands.
Yeah. Just shut off Illamok, Cradle of the Sun. Too. It shuts off their... is that an activated? That's a mana ability.
That's a mana ability.
Does it shut off mana abilities? No. Does not. Okay.
No, that's why we have Bloodsun.
Touchdown. Bloodsun. High on Bloodsun.
Name Tetsamok, if you're worried about it.
From doing his put a prey counter on things?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually kind of sweet.
You know, I think for the next cast, we should go through almost legacy playable cards that can be reprinted.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, I'll do a little research.
Just because I think we're all kind of curious, right? Yeah.
So Colin's already deep in the tank.
Oh, hey, Vindicate.
Vindicate's great.
I don't think we're going to get Vindicate.
We won't, but I wish they would. The problem is, like, if Vindicate and Standard will do some stupid things where you're, like, looking at a three-land hand going... Hand's really good. I hope I draw the fourth land. That'd be really nice. And then they just vindicate you, and you're like, oh, God.
Right.
it becomes a non-game.
Give us Wasteland.
Jesus. I'm going to get a lot of people to not play Modern real quick.
Yeah.
Wasteland in the format. People already hate Blood Moon.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
But if everybody plays Wasteland, stop. Does anyone play Wasteland?
No, he's right. No. What if they give us Cataclysm? They won't.
They just print everything.
Yeah, just no formats. Everything's good. Whoa. Just show up with cards. We don't care.
They could just abolish the reserve list and then not do anything about it. Just go, hey, this doesn't exist, and never reprint anything.
Yeah, man. What if? Just to have everything.
What about reanimate or exhume?
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Yeah.
Would it? No, would that be great?
No. That's it. No.
That's
where I draw the line.
If they don't print in Tomb, maybe. What if they just print in Tomb and no random? Oh, no, we have Goryeos. Never mind. I'm off of it. Stop. Kill it. Kill it with fire.
And gifts, so you know.
Yeah. That's true.
Is Cap Size Modern legal?
No.
Is what? Cap Size?
Cap
Buyback
Size.
3? Mm-hmm. I love that card.
Yeah. Popper All-Star.
6 mana. Just keep,
yeah. Killing just do whatever. Just
bounce everything.
Yeah. Cyclonic Rift is legal, and that's only one more mana to wipe their entire board.
Once,
one time.
But this also bounces lands.
Yeah, but like we're just gonna kill them anyway. It's Cyclonic Rift. I don't know, man.
What if you just like upkeep bounce their Tron land?
That's funny. Is it instant?
Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's funny. I like that.
EDH All Star.
Yeah, it definitely is. Card's randomly worth a little bit of money. Just because EDH.
It's been printed
a few times. It's got a masterpiece.
What?
It's got a masterpiece. Yeah.
Cap Size?
It's an invocation.
Yeah, it's an invocation. Mm-hmm. It's actually pretty sweet art.
You have to check it out.
So it's Forbid. Ooh, what's the one mana one?
Divert.
Divert?
Yes.
That changes it's the target unless two. They pick yeah. two? Yep. That might be an interesting card to see in Modern.
Oh, yeah. That'd be sweet, actually. Oh.
What colors?
It's just one blue.
Just
one,
single blue mana.
I want Gush. I want Gush first.
Gush would be sweet.
Gush would actually be awesome. It would be so bad. It'd be amazing. It'd be terrible for the format. I want it. I'm really divided.
I think it's fine.
It might be fine. Like, Daze is probably... Daze might be brutal, but it could be okay.
Daze is one land.
Factor Fiction?
We had Factor Fiction.
Sure, Factor Fiction could be sweet.
That's like...
a card that I could see them reprinting for Modern.
The problem is that a card then has to go through Standard, and they've like, maybe that's fine. Maybe just do no graveyard stuff in that Standard.
Mm-hmm.
And then just, then it's just like a 4-mana draw two.
I don't know.
It's like about on the same power level of Glimmer.
That's probably true, actually. No, yeah. Oh, Glimmer Genius gives you energy. We're back, boys. No, it's 4-mana.
The tub. Yeah. The tub. The cub will never die.
Cub gonna continue on. Should just ban all cards with the word energy on it.
Wouldn't that be good? The entire set.
Go. We can just kill people with Dynavolt Tower now. What are we talking about? Is that a, that's a card, right? The energy one where you can just... Yeah, okay.
What's the... Is that the turret?
Yep.
No, like the
turret. The one that pay 50 life, deal 50 damage?
No. There's the turret where you pay energy. There's an
actual turret that, like...
What?
So, like, there's an actual 3-mana artifact that you can tap to get an energy. Dynavolt Tower is 3-mana. Whenever you cast an instant or sorcery, you get 2 energy. Yeah. And you can pay 5 to bolt something.
Okay. Well, what's the card I'm thinking of that you can just 50 somebody?
Aether Flux Reservoir.
That's the one. Yeah.
You're not casting that many spells.
Maybe I am.
Bonesaw says otherwise.
Yeah. Bonesaw.
Oh, yeah. Bonesaw is ready.
I love that one. That's so good.
Yeah. Is anyone confident in Magic right now?
Magic, yes. Standard, not.
Yeah, I should say Standard.
Yeah, Magic, yeah. Standard, now. Like, I thought about being like, okay, that's fine. Like, I didn't really play Rogue that much anyway. I can just pivot into something else in Standard. It's not that bad. But I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Why? Maybe just wait for Dominaria and just see what that brings us. If there's any card that inspires me in Dominaria, then sure. Maybe I'll just hop back in.
Reprint Inspire. Isn't that a card?
Inspire?
Inspiration.
Inspiration?
So like,
draw a bunch of cards. Blue and like 3 to draw 2 at instant speed or something like that. Yeah. Or maybe blue 2. I don't know. 4-mana draw 2 at instant speed.
It just worries me that when Standard is bad, because there's this weird domino effect of stagnation to the Eternal formats, right?
Sometimes. I think actually a lot more people start to come to the Eternal formats.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's not as in player count, but in like card, in the card variants. Like if they don't preprint anything new.
Sometimes Modern is like a weird kind of cyclical format. And I don't say cyclical, but like it's its own meta. Modern doesn't place itself the same way like Legacy places itself, if you know what I mean. But if Tron's good, people are going to start playing Burn, and then like people are going to start playing like mid range to beat Burn, and then like Control can beat mid range and Burn. So like people are always kind of trying to like level each other in Modern, but it's kind of a wheel effect as to like what's good.
But my point is like if Standard doesn't do well, is Magic as a whole doing well?
Generally speaking, financially, no.
And that's what worries me.
Yeah. Magic is a huge, huge game. And for whatever it's worth, competitive Standard may not be doing well, but like WotC's selling packs. That's what's like the real thing.
Are you when you open a Kaladesh pack and there's a chance for three different cards to draw?
To draw banned cards.
Yeah,
that it well,
three
that
cards would, that would in be a pack. Can you imagine?
Just two. No, three. Because or is it more than that?
No, it's just two.
It's just Marvel.
Just Marvel.
Marvel and... Refiner and Attune. Refiner's from Aether. Is it from Aether Revolt?
So
Refiner is from Aether Revolt. Refiner's I think. From Aether Revolt. Yeah, interesting. We are thinking about Popper a little bit, aren't we?
I own a Popper deck.
You own a Popper deck. I might just. I just snipe one just to have.
Honestly, buy now because they're gonna spike.
You think so? Yeah, I think they're gonna start playing.
Well, Channel Fireball's pushing Popper side events and a lot of their a lot of their GPs
and like buy Gush, insulates you
because
buy Ash Barons because there's only been
it's like a $3 common printing. It's a $3 common in paper. One printing commander.
Yep.
And those commander players wanted to keep them in their decks anyway. For the most part, as far as I can understand it. So, like, there's not a lot of free copies. It's just whatever starts to be cracked of the Commander product they bought to sell for singles.
Right.
And, I guess, you know, CFB, too. I'm not just saying just Star City, but, like, yeah. No, those dealers that bought a whole bunch of the Commander stuff to crack it, there's just not that many copies of it. So, $3 common.
Yep. And it's only going to go up.
Is it more than that now? I mean,
it's about $5 now.
It's been going, Jesus. I really don't want to spend $20 on a playset of a common.
Can you put that in Standard? Ash Barons? Land cycling?
Sure, right? Is it just a land cycle?
And no, it taps for
basic
dinner.
Land cycle.
Basic land cycling for two?
Taps,
and just taps for colors?
Yep.
Sure, why not? Why didn't they put that in Omnicut? Seems fine.
Because
it came out in the commander deck.
I know, but like still, that well, they should have had that card finished by the time they finished Amonkhet. Mostly, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
I blame R&D. I don't know.
R&D, what are you doing?
I don't think they wanted land cycling.
Yeah, sure. And I don't think that they predicted that card to spike to $5.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they never would have predicted that Pauper or whatever would have made that card. Yeah.
You want to know, like, expensive. How I see formats based on what R&D perceives them to be?
All right, here we go.
Go to MTG Top 8.
Okay.
Find Pauper.
Yeah.
It's an other. Like, you have to, like, click an additional button just to other. Find the Top 8s.
Pauper. Yeah.
Yeah. That's... with Tiny Leaders right next to it. I don't know.
Tiny Leaders not a format. Tiny Leaders is just so dead. So is Frontier.
What about Frontier, guys?
Oh, God. There's still people. So I'm going to be beefy with people on our spikes. Frontier's not a format. Stop posting crap on our spikes about Frontier. Although, like, our spikes, I don't really know how spiky that place is anyway. They're wrong about a lot of things, but hey, whatever.
Who isn't?
Yeah, we're all wrong about a lot of stuff, except for we've been weirdly right about a lot of stuff. I don't know, man. Dead on Board's been pretty accurate about a lot of meta calls. We're like, hey, watch next Legacy event. Deathblade and Four Color Loam are good choices, and those were the two decks in the finals. And then we called some other modern stuff. Those are the two that stand out in my mind, but I'm too heated right now to think about.
Yeah, basically we're just gods. Like,
if you want to know what to play, just hit us up. Although we don't actually play those decks after we call them. We're just like, yeah, this would be a great meta call. Now I'm going to go.
I'll play turns.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just got to do the next best thing, you know.
Yeah,
metagame the metagame.
We're on level, like, 8. Come down 5 or
we're
7
talking about
levels.
Pauper, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Might be a good format, though. So
who knows? It's got to be. I think at the MTGO, Pauper is really saturated in blue-red stuff.
Yes. Yes.
But I think once more people get into it, the problem is, like, Tron's always a thing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what format.
It's like four-color Tron, too.
Yeah. Wooburg Tempo Tron.
And it's good.
Yeah.
Surprisingly good.
Pulsa Maratha. Marasa.
Pulsa Marasa's amazing. That card's
get back your Tron great. Land after they...
after they kill it with they, Ghost Quarter?
I don't know. Yeah.
No, that's an uncommon.
That's not a problem. Tech Edge. No, that's also an uncommon.
No.
Something waste. Excavating waste or something. I don't know.
I don't think they play land destruction.
It's like four tap.
Yeah, I don't think
Pauper.
No.
Probably not. I wouldn't.
Like, oh, no. It just gets your Mold Drifters back.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what it does.
Yeah. Is Cloud Blazer uncommon?
Yeah.
It is. Oh, that's. Well, I don't want Pauper anymore. I'm off of it. No, I'm going to play Blue Black Delver.
Mole.
Gurmag Drifter. Why is that a common?
Chainer's Edict.
Chainer's Edict. Yeah, because you like Boggles, don't you?
Yeah.
You're
I play Boggles.
You're an animal. Yeah, it's so bad. Yeah, Izzet Delver is, like, pretty popular.
Let's get these decks together. Let's do a Pauper tournament in Columbia.
Sure. Like, try to get people to buy into it? I would.
I'd be fine with that.
Yeah. Brainstorm?
I'll allow it.
Yeah. Brainstorm days, Preordained, and Ponder.
Is Brainstorm even good, though? Brainstorm's not good.
It's like a two of.
Evolving Wilds. Not Tectonic Edge.
Basic lands.
Terramorphic Expanse. Yeah, Brainstorm's, like,
it's not pretty, all right?
Yeah, like...
But we'll do it.
Because it's Brainstorm.
But you can just play Ponder and Preordained. Yeah. You don't want to do that. Like, and they're arguably
just play
better.
Thermal Alchemist Burn.
It's a thing.
That's actually sweet. Yeah. No. Like, Izzet Delver is a thing.
Yeah,
is it Delver? I don't know if it's Delver or not, but.
I'm interested to see if the Scred price Delver. Of Gorilla Shaman has gone up at all. Because that card's like 20 tickets on Moto, and it has been for like a while. But can you do a price check for me, please?
Yeah, I can. Gorilla Shaman?
Yeah, you know what that does?
XX1.
Destroy target artifact with CMC X. Nice
it's
tree.
Played as
nice
like a...
tree. Nice tree of tails.
Vault
of Whispers. Goodbye.
We want the Alliances one.
Yeah, dude.
Do I want A or B? Oh, here, just Alliances.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna guess $2.
This card is showing that it's $27 online.
Yeah.
Right. So I was looking at the prices, and I'm like $27.88 is the other one, and I'm like, oh, it's got to be $27 in paper. No. No, $27 online, 88 cents in paper.
What's it in paper? 88 cents?
88 cents in paper.
I was wrong.
That's buy now.
Disgusting.
They'll never reprint that card.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's...
Also, what I like about Pauper is that, like, every set or every, like, master set,
oh,
something,
random
things get brought
stuff.
Down a little
yeah.
bit, you know?
Yeah, because everything gets
Burning Tree Shaman?
It?
Or, wait.
Burning Tree Emissary?
Burning Tree Emissary,
yeah,
yeah.
That one. Yeah, that one's good.
Yep.
Did that do anything for, like, the... Was there
yeah,
decks?
You play the Mono Green Stompy deck. If you can just go, like... Turn two Burning Tree into like a Scrag.
Anything.
Pit.
Cadolfa Boros. Thing.
Scrag Boy.
Well, the one with Bloodthirst. And then play a Rancor as well.
Oh, that's good. That's sweet.
It's good enough.
There's a Wooburg deck. What in the world?
It's Tron.
Yeah.
If the picture's like Moldrifter, it's Tron.
Yeah.
It is Tron. Yeah. I'm genuinely surprised. One Rolling Thunder.
Yep.
One Capsize. One Exclude. That's a card that exists.
That's what I was thinking of. Yeah. Exclude. Does Exclude... Can you sacrifice lands for payback?
That is... Oh, no. That's...
What's Exclude? Tell me what Exclude is. Exclude is
counter-target creature spell draw card.
Ah.
Two and a blue.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah, no. This deck is weird. Oh, it's a Mystical Teachings deck.
Yeah.
What is happening? Yeah.
Popper is a weird and fun place.
Allegedly. One Doomblade. Yeah, you know, whatever. Get him.
It's a Teachings target.
One Bolt.
Teachings target. One Pulse of Murasa.
Three Flame Slash. Yeah, one Pulse of Murasa.
Yeah, Teachings.
One Ghostly Flicker.
Teachings. I don't know, man. It flickers your Mnemonic Wall and your Moldrifter.
No. Yeah, I was going to say, it flickers your Moldrifter. Because that's the only Seagate appropriate Oracle. Target.
Yep.
What Ooh, Seagate's world? Surprisingly good.
Seagate's sweet, yeah. What in the world? Three Condescends. All right, whatever. Condescends, sweet.
Get them. Like two Ulamog Crushers?
No.
None of them?
No.
Oh.
Not even in the board.
Sad day.
Yeah.
Three Hydro Blasts and two Pyro Blasts in the board.
Right?
Like that you can pay like a bunch of money for those cards if you want to. Oh, no, there's not. Those aren't the beta ones. Those are the red and blue blasts. But still, they could be, I think.
Allegedly.
Yeah. That's sweet.
Depends on the art, you know?
Yeah.
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 Pimp out your Popper deck? Does it defeat the purpose?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. It's kind of like not cool to pimp out your Popper deck, but like I would. Not really. I wouldn't get foils or anything.
I wish those flip, the foil flip Delvers were not so miscut.
Are they?
Yeah, so like a lot of that printing was miscut.
That's probably a shame.
Yeah.
I think if some of them are miscut, it's cool.
Right.
But when they're all miscut, it's like, this is crappy.
Yeah, and it's from like the top two, if I remember right.
That
they're like slanted.
That stinks. Well, rotten, but whatever. I don't care. I mean, there's what, Huntmaster in that set and Delver, and that's kind of the ones I'd be interested in.
Jace.
Oh, Flip Jace. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is somehow still a $20 card.
Yep. Frontier.
Is it?
It's not Frontier.
Boy.
It could be. Some people. It's good in Commander, though, too, to be fair. So.
And Infect. That dude that I interviewed.
Allegedly Infect.
Was playing it with Infect?
Yeah.
More I think
that's,
about it,
that's
like,
become
the
a standard thing. Yeah. It's become a thing that's like people are doing.
Like a few months ago, Zahn Saeed top 8 in an open with two of them in his deck.
And like, mainboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
And
yeah,
people
absolutely.
Would just copy that.
It does a lot of things that Infect likes. So like if Infect could draw perfect, Jace would be bad. But Infect doesn't draw perfect.
Well, you just get to go, oh, okay, down tick Jace, target my pump spell, attack.
Yeah.
And then if they don't do anything, okay.
Yeah. Like, you can just do nothing. I really like the looter part, honestly.
Yeah.
The looter part does so many things for you that you want. Fuels your become immense. Allows you to, like, pitch extra creatures or extra pump spells to find a creature. Like, sometimes you don't need the third Blossoming Defense.
Are there threshold cards in Modern?
No. Nope. Ooh, Circular Logic. It's Madness. Never mind. There's Madness cards. Threshold cards could be interesting, though.
How bad would that be in Modern?
It's
I mean, I'm not saying you could, you know, like, you do, like, Cabal Therapy. Is that the threshold?
It's Cabal
that's
Ritual.
A, that's ritual. A flashback. Ritual. Oh, yeah, Ritual, sure. Ritual would be fine.
No, it wouldn't. What are you talking about?
Who's going to play it?
Black Storm.
Yeah.
There's no
red,
Black Storm?
Red Black Storm.
Red
Black
No blue?
No blues. Sure.
Can't whatever. Play either of your bears, but that's fine.
Oh.
Nightscape Familiar.
There we go.
We did.
What?
Makes our blue and green spells
blue
cost
red.
One less. Blue and red spells cost one less.
Yeah.
You just do Grixis Storm.
Yeah. Touchdown. That's a
12th dork. That's so dork. Bad.
It's a 9th or 12th dorks. Yeah, it's bad.
But like...
What if it's blue and red? It costs two less.
Mongoose, probably...
Mongoose is annoying.
Mongoose is iffy.
The thing
it's
is,
like,
you don't,
it's
kind of
like
Wild
McConnell.
Yeah, you don't have the things that make Mongoose good, though.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, sure, okay, it can be like a 1-mana 3/3 on turn 3, probably. Maybe turn 4. Maybe
play
turn
with
maybe.
Knight of the Royal Quarry.
Don't do that. Collecting. Stop. Stop. No.
No. I wouldn't do that.
Ghost Quarter myself.
I wouldn't do that. I would just keep playing Tireless Tracker. That card's great. No, like, Mongoose is probably, like, okay. We live in a world where you play Death Shadow. 1 mana, 5/5 or 7/7 or whatever.
12/12s.
Sure. Go big. That's what you're into. Can't do the unlife trick anymore, but whatever. I don't know.
Even when that was a thing, people didn't do it. You know?
Not really. Yeah. But probably a reasonable fix.
Do we think Ad Nauseam's going to show up at this Pro Tour?
Ooh, no.
You don't think so?
Nope. Ad Nauseam has not been in a good place for a long time.
So it's good against Burn.
Oh, man. I guess it's an humans just like crushes it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fair.
Humans is so... like
name Ed, Lightning Storm? I don't know.
No, you just name Ad Nauseam.
When in
no,
doubt,
no, you let him go off.
When in doubt, just name the card their deck's
named after. Well,
if you
name Lightning Storm, then they just kill you.
Lab Man,
yeah. Yes,
Lab Boy.
Yeah. Which, like, to be fair, they might be trying to do that anyway. I don't know. Because, like, you probably... Does that deck play removal spells?
It plays Reflector Mage.
Pact of Negation.
Okay, I will violate my Reflector Mage.
Oh, you're talking about...
Your yeah, humans. Oh, yeah. I was thinking about humans. Like, do they play kill spells? But, like, yeah.
At that point, you just opt. Probably. Like, you can just have opt and Ad Nauseam to win at instant speed.
That's true, yeah.
Oh.
That's why I played, like... What was it? Not Conjurer's Bauble. I think it might have been Conjurer's.
Chromatic Sphere, probably.
No.
No?
Mm-mm. It was just tap, sacrifice it, put up to one card from your graveyard on the bottom of your library.
Yeah, Conjurer's Bauble. Yeah, it was Conjurer's Bauble.
Yeah.
Which has been tech here and there.
Yeah.
That people have done. It's a good one. It's a good one for sure.
Yeah. But no, I don't think Ad Nauseam will be a thing.
Yeah, I think it just, it's not the right time. Ad Nauseam has never been great. But
you shut your mouth. There's a time where it was just like crushing people.
Yeah. I don't remember when that was necessarily. I remember it happening.
Had a really good Banthal Drowsy matchup.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. When Banthal Drowsy was like the mid range deck to go to, like instead of Jund, because you couldn't really. Banthal Drowsy was like fast, but it went over the other mid range decks, but it didn't play like Thoughtseize or Inquisition or anything like that, so you had no way to like actually.
It played that on a 4/4.
Yeah, it tried to. Yeah. Well, it did, but like that didn't always matter. As much as like turn one discard spells, so no, it was definitely a rough matchup for Banthal Drowsy playing against Ad Nauseam, unless they had consecutive Thought Knots. That was good. So no, Ad Nauseam is probably not good enough.
Well, gentlemen,
yeah, you want to shut her down for the night.
My name,
I got French fries to eat,
is Peter Trapani, here with Colin Bradley,
yeah,
and Austin Baker.
Yeah, what's up?
See you guys. And we are Dead on Board.
Yep.
Later.
Later.